This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, this is totally bonkers, this case of insurance fraud. Four people in Los Angeles arrested and charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy after claiming their vehicles were damaged by a bear. Bears are known to, you know, open up trunks and
sure, what did
look
they say
around
happened?
For food. Well, the problem was when investigators took a closer look at it, it wasn't a real bear. It was someone in a bear costume.
Shut up.
They actually submitted video, the guys responsible for the fraud, submitted video to their insurance company, and for a closer examination, they looked and said, that's not a real bear. It was something out of a costume shop. It was a fake bear.
Was the dead giveaway when it stood up on two legs and it had a Rolex watch on?
Right, exactly.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, and, you know, there were scratches in the seats, and that's what they were claiming, because they had, like, fancy vehicles like Rolls Royces and stuff.
What was the end game here? So they split the insurance money, and then they give a kickback to the fake bear guy?
Yeah, the fake bear guy, he's got to get his cut, sure.
You can tell who the runt is in the friend group. Whoever plays the bear, that's the guy who's just, like, hoping to be in the group. And they're like, Kevin, we'll let you in, but here's what you need to do.
Is this, like, a gang initiation? Is that what you're saying?
The lamest,
like,
the lamest gang initiation ever.
Okay,
right here.
You've got to wear the bear suit just this once, and if we get our money, then you can join us.
Yeah. So the four are facing insurance and fraud charges. Yep. What are the exact charges for fake bear man? Please tell me it's fake bearing in the third degree.
Yeah.
So stupid, and these people don't think of their end game. Just like kayak man. I'm sure you heard about kayak guy who just faked his own death.
Yes.
And they found his kayak and all of his stuff on the side of the lake, and they were looking for his dead body, and then all of a sudden, oh no, he faked his death. They think he's in Uzbekistan because he was talking to some chick online.
Right.
How did you not know they would track your passport, you dum-dum? I bet you're catfished, and I bet it's a big, swarthy, hairy Russian dude named Sven, and you're in somebody's basement right now.
Along with bear guy.
With bear guy. There's your punishment.
Yeah.
So what's the lesson here? If you're going to scam someone, you have to think it from A to Z, not just A to B.
Probably spend a little more money on the bear suit.